Hello, everybody. Welcome to Josh Peck Disclosure. I, of course, am Josh Peck, and with me in basement is my lovely, beautiful wife, Christina Peck.
How are you doing? Still in basement.
She's still in basement, as am I.
Yes.
And now all of them are, too.
Now you are.
Through the camera, through the magical portal of the camera.
I was just going to say those exact words.
That's because we're awesome.
We are.
Hope you are all doing well. I got a weird story for you. Now, if there have been more developments to this, let us know in the comment section, or especially if you're on Steemit. If you're on Steemit, leave me a comment. We do these videos a week in advance. So, like, today is Sunday, what's the date?
11th?
The 11th. So, by now, there might be more developments in this story, and if so, I want to allow for that. Because right now, it seems like all it is somebody just saying what happened. And it could come out later that, you know, I don't ever want to assume people are lying, but, you know, sometimes people lie.
Yeah.
It doesn't seem, like, at least today, it doesn't seem like that's the case. But there could be more to this story that develops over the next few days. So we're going to talk about it today, Sunday, but you're not watching this until, what, Saturday maybe? Friday, Saturday, somewhere around there of the following week. So this is one of the important reasons why it's so important to go to joshpeckdisclosure.com and donate, so we don't have to do these a week in advance anymore. It'd be great to be able to do these every day, but to just do them every day, it takes time, it costs money, it's a whole different process that we just can't afford to do yet. But we would like to be more current. We would like to do that. Donating is really helpful. Also, the first thing we're going to do is upgrade this equipment, get a better camera, get some audio equipment, make this look really nice for you. JoshPeckDisclosure.com, get all the free content. If you could help us out, that would be awesome. So you don't have to pay for the content, but if you would like to, it's greatly appreciated, and you will be an awesome human being if you do. So social services apparently fired a worker, a social services worker was fired and escorted out by cops for only having a gun permit, not even a real gun. Now, again, maybe by the time you're listening to this, more has developed in this story, and if so, I want to hear about it. But Storm Durham has tweeted out, "I was fired today from Roanoke City Social Services, serving as a good." I don't even want to swear at all, but even that word, even though it's not really, it's fine, but it's not really that bad. But a good social worker. I was fired for not having a concealed carry. I was fired for having a concealed carry permit, not the gun, the permit. I was escorted by 3 city police officers because I am a safety risk to the building. So a social worker took to Facebook and Twitter to share that she was fired from her job at Roanoke City. The social services department in Virginia. She was escorted from the building by 3 police officers. Again, to really emphasize this, not because she came to work with a gun, which I think that still would have been fine. It should be fine. But because her employer learned that she had a concealed handgun license.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of places where you can't carry it in the building. At Skywatch, we all carry.
Oh, yeah.
And we're all
very open about it.
Yeah, very. You know, we all carry in the building.
Yeah, there are no gun-free zones around
right,
here.
You know, other,
those
other
are death traps.
Other places where I've worked back in Michigan, you are more than okay to have your permit on you. And you can also, keep your gun in the car. Like, I worked at a bank, you know, gun had to stay in the car.
Yeah.
I was a manager at McDonald's, you know, I worked with an assistant store manager who carried her gun in the car because she lived in Flint, Michigan. She had it with her, just not in the building.
I think people should just be able to have their guns, like,
wherever and whatever.
Yeah. I know the law is more tricky than that, but I wish it was that simple. I wish people could just have their guns, you know? Mm-hmm. A social worker took to Facebook and Twitter to share that she was fired from their job. But again, just to really emphasize, not because she came to work with a gun, but because her employer learned that she had a concealed handgun license. So Storm Durham, she claimed that she, and again, we're only, at least as far as right now, we're only seeing her side. We don't know the other side yet. That'll probably come out later. But at least as far as her side is concerned, she claimed that she went from working as a good social worker to being escorted out by police officers who claimed that she was a safety risk to the building. And as of now, her announcement on Twitter has received more than 15,000 retweets and more than 20,000 likes. She posted a longer version on Facebook in which she wrote that the same department that claims to be devoted to protecting children and families fired her because they found out she had applied for a license to protect herself when she was not at work. She wrote, "I was fired today due to having a concealed carry permit. Was my gun on me? No. Has it ever been on me during my job or visits or anything related to work? No. When I told them that it has never been on me during work, what did they say? How do we know that?" And she says, "Search me." Durham described herself as a 22-year-old blonde who's 5'2 and about 140 pounds who loves everything Disney pink and basic, and argued that she is clearly not a threat. She did not pursue a concealed handgun license with the intention of carrying out any illegal acts. Mm-hmm. She wrote, "I was escorted not by one, not two, but three Roanoke City police officers to my office where I packed up months of thank you cards and pictures of kids I've helped. I was escorted by officers who have been with me on visits where I placed a child with a relative due to risks, or when I was hugged by a child because they finally felt safe again. I was told to pack immediately and that I could not even use the bathroom to take a minute for myself because of my, quote, serious safety concerns to the building," end quote. So during a Facebook Live video in response to the incident, Durham reiterated that the officers told her she was being escorted out because she was a safety risk for the building for having a concealed carry permit. She also said she was given a written list of reasons why she was fired, which included her concealed handgun license, a performance requirement she said she corrected, and a complaint that she wore loafers during training. So in a post on Twitter, she said she was first called into her boss's office 2 months ago, where she was asked if she felt safe at home because they learned that there were guns in her home. While she said she does not intend to try to get her job back, she's questioning why the department treated her like a criminal for simply having a concealed handgun license, even though she's a law-abiding citizen. So this is what she says, a direct quote. "I have a concealed carry permit. I own guns. I hunt. I target shoot. I represent women hunters and outdoors women. Does that make me a criminal? Does that make me a safety risk to others? A big enough safety risk to be escorted by three Roanoke City police officers? So scary and threatening that I need to be treated like a criminal, to be humiliated and looked down upon for owning a gun, for legally having a gun, registering that gun, and having the appropriate documentation for that gun?" She also claimed on Twitter that she never carried her gun on the job, even though officers told her, she's quoted as saying, "even though officers told me daily I should be carrying," given the environment she was working in. It's not the safest environment in the world. She concluded her post by revealing she is a survivor of sexual assault and she obtained her concealed handgun license as a means to legally mm-hmm. protect herself. "By firing her because of the presence of the license and not the presence of an actual gun, the city of Roanoke is setting a dangerous precedent that could lead to the termination of any employees who have obtained licenses outside of work that the department claims may present a safety risk." So the last quote by her here says, she said, "The Constitution of the United States of America, the one document that has followed us for years and will continue to be the power resource of all we do as Americans. The Second Amendment, the right to bear arms. The Roanoke City Department of Social Services should be ashamed of themselves. They should be publicly known that they did this." I talked a lot. That's basically the story.
I wish that... I can relate. If what she's saying is true, mm-hmm. I have no doubt that she has a license, mm-hmm. and I have no reason to question the reason why she obtained her license. There are many women who have lived through sexual assault and things like that, or have or attempted sexual assault upon them. They've gone out and they've gotten these licenses to carry.
Yeah.
I'm a survivor of assault, mm-hmm. and. Yeah, I have my license. You better believe I'm going to carry.
That's right.
And I think it's just terrible you know, if the story is true that this happened to her.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, maybe by now, by the time you're watching this, maybe the story has developed further. But even if, let's just say, even if she was just the worst employee in the world and she was showing up late and she was cussing at kids or whatever, even if she had a long list of reasons she was fired, the gun permit shouldn't even be on that list. And if it was, and if that can be clearly shown, then that's a problem. That shouldn't even be on the list. It's just the permit. I would go as far as this. I personally think people should be able to carry their guns to work.
Yeah.
But let's even just take that off the table. Just for having a permit, that's a pretty ridiculous reason to get fired, for it to even be on a list of other reasons.
People act so weird when you show them a permit as a form of identification. Like I said, I worked at a bank, and we accepted two forms of identification if you did not have an account there at the bank. I worked for PNC Bank. And one of them, one acceptable form of identification was your license to carry.
Mm-hmm.
And, nobody at my bank was like this, but there were other people who worked at other banks before. Like, when we were in training, there were a lot of people in training there they got all weird when we were told that the license to carry was a form of identification. Mm. Oh, that's weird. Oh, that means they have a gun. Oh, no. Oh. Why is that weird? Why is that something that you have to worry about? They have a license to carry. They have a license to carry. That means they passed a background check. That means that they know how to shoot a gun, you know?
It's a lot harder to get a gun than I think a lot of people realize.
It really is.
Yeah, I mean, just go through the process. Even if you end up returning the gun, go through the process and see. There's a lot involved.
It took 2 hours for me to that one gun that we had.
Mm-hmm.
I went to the pawn shop with Joe,
mm-hmm.
they ran, I think, two or three background checks. One mm-hmm. is for the state, and then there was another one for the state of Michigan, and then there was the federal.
Yeah, there's
one
a whole
Missouri,
bunch of stuff.
One for Michigan, and then one for the federal. So I had to go through three background checks before I could walk out of there with a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a whole bunch of stuff, and it's just getting tighter and tighter, and more is required, and then stuff like this happens. So anyway, we want to know what you think about this. Should she have been fired? What should happen now? Should she try to sue the department, or what? What should happen? Interested to know. Leave us a comment in the comment section below, or just go to joshpeckdisclosure.com, get all the free content there, and if you could, click on the donate button and help us out. That would be great. Till next time, thank you for watching, take care, and God bless.